Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Roumeliotis, who is the Chief Medical Officer of the Eastern Ontario Health Unit, and he's going to talk to us a little bit today about measles and what we should be thinking about and doing. Hi, thanks very much for agreeing to talk to me today.
My pleasure, and I just want to note that it's my first time on your station, so congratulations on your station.
Oh, there you go. That's great. So we've been hearing a lot in the news lately about measles sort of making a comeback, and I wondered if you could just give some advice to our listeners.
Well, I think the most important thing to know is that, measles is quite a serious illness, potentially deadly, particularly in young children. And we've had a handle on measles before the pandemic because of the fact that we had our children vaccinated, and so they were protected in the community. Unfortunately, with the pandemic and all of the COVID fatigue and COVID vaccine, fatigue and hesitancy, we saw a drop during the pandemic of our vaccination rates. And so now what we're seeing is because there's a lower number of people vaccinated, they're not protected, and so people traveling abroad or those who are not vaccinated in the first place can get measles and spread it. And that's what we've seen. Unfortunately, we've seen a significant number of measles cases in Ontario. I can tell you that in the Ottawa and Eastern Ontario Health Unit region, we have not had any cases. I'm happy about that. But we still sent out a press release last week just to let people know, because not far away in Belleville, there was an outbreak.
Yeah, that's what prompted me to give you a call, actually, is because I thought, it's getting kind of close.
That's right. It is getting close. The problem that we have is that we had a challenge, with the vaccinations. And I can tell you, though, that we have some good news. There was a silver lining, so people, I think, can have a sort of a ray of hope. We are increasing our vaccination rates. I know that during the pandemic, like I said before, they had gone down, both in the Ottawa region, East Ontario region as well. We've done a lot of work with our schools, parents, families, to be able to get the children up to date, and we've succeeded. In my area, and our area now in East Ontario Health Unit, we're over 90% vaccination rate, which is where we want it to be. The higher the vaccination rate, the better the community is protected, obviously. And so I think that if we continue this at a province-wide level, we're going to start seeing those numbers go down. So this is a matter of, like I said, us catching up on those vaccines and the consequences of what happens when we don't vaccinate children. So I think it's a very important lesson for us to see and learn. Again, fortunately, we don't have any cases in Eastern Ontario nor in Ottawa, but we're always on the lookout.
There are people, as I'm sure you're very aware, that are opposed to vaccinations, in particular the MMR, which is measles, yes, mumps, rubella. Are there risks associated with the vaccines?
There are no more risks than any other vaccination. There is no risk to autism. Those myths have been dispelled. The vaccination side effects are very minimal, and we always compare them to what happens if you don't get vaccinated. So, in fact, the risks or side effects, which are mild with a measles vaccination, and for that matter, any other vaccine, are much less of a consequence to one's health and wellness as compared to getting that illness. And particularly when we talk about, issues like measles virus, which can cause brain infection, it can cause, deafness, all kinds of neurologic conditions, and even death. And certainly other viruses that we're protecting children against and bacteria that we're vaccinating against, without these vaccinations, these cause severe disease. So it's a matter of really looking at the overall benefit for the vaccines and the overwhelming evidence that we have and real life evidence in terms of, pre-vaccine availability and post-vaccine availability, where we've practically eradicated these potentially very deadly illnesses, I think makes the case that vaccines are safe, effective, and if you make a choice of not vaccinating, you're exposing your children or yourself to potentially very dangerous infections.
I know one of my aunts had rheumatic fever when she was a child after having measles, and she was dead when she was 40 because of her heart valves had been so damaged.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of consequences, a lot of stories that I can tell you about measles and about other, bacteria that we now have vaccines against. For example, when I was practicing pediatrics in Montreal in the 1980s, we would see rampant this bacteria called Haemophilus influenza B. That was the major cause of meningitis, heart infections, and arthritis and death in very young children. Right now when I talk to residents, they've never seen that because in the 1990s, a vaccine came out that prevents it. And so, you know, I have actually seen children die. I've actually seen children become paralyzed, have seizures as a result of all these illnesses, which fortunately, you know, we can now prevent by vaccine. And unfortunately, there really is no treatment. So we have no other choice. So vaccines really have been, I think, one of the most important public health advances over the last century that have saved millions and millions of lives. And yes, it's true that a lot of people are out there, you know, anti-vaxxers, but, you know, in the scheme of things, 10 to 15% of parents are what we call vaccine hesitant. And if you sit down with them, you know, if they trust their healthcare provider and you provide them information, you know, not condescending or anything like that, but just, you know, be open about it, most of these parents will get their children vaccinated. It's only a very small percentage, and I'm talking like 1-2% of the population that absolutely refuses these vaccines.
And is there a time limit? Do these vaccines wear off after a while?
It depends on the vaccination, but when we're talking about the MMR, the vaccine that prevents against measles, mumps, and rubella, we believe that with two doses, one at 12 months of age and one about 5 years of age, or two doses in your lifespan, you will have lifelong protection. Now, there are other vaccines that don't give you lifelong protection, like, for example, tetanus and diphtheria. You need to get a booster every 10 years. With flu shots, everything changes, so you need to get a flu shot every year. So it depends on the bacteria. A lot of the vaccines that we give during the first year of life, you know, the baby vaccines, so-called baby vaccines, once you give the whole series, these children are protected during the life course.
So I had measles when I was a kid, and I remember being so sick. Should people who have actually had measles ever get a shot, or are they protected for life as well?
Okay. They're protected. For the most part, most people, you know, born before 1970, you know, or have had documented measles are protected. We presume people who are born before 1970, and the reason we're saying 1970 is that when the vaccine first was available, is that we presume most people got it and have what we call lifelong natural immunity. There are some very rare circumstances for people who have had two doses. Anyway, those are sort of intricacies, but for the most part, if you've had two doses or you were born before 1970, you're protected.
People want to get their kids vaccinated and they don't have a doctor, what should they do?
Well, they can call their local health unit, the East Ontario Health Unit, or if in the Ottawa area, Ottawa Public Health. There are clinics, there are all kinds of places available that are, you know, for people that don't have a primary care practitioner to be able to vaccinate and catch up with a measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and for that matter, any other, childhood immunization.
Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm Candace Vetter, and I've been talking to Dr. Paul Roumeliotis, who is the Chief Medical Officer of the Eastern Ontario Health Unit, and we've been talking about measles. This is CJRO Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, and we're last on the dial, first for local news.